Bongiziwe Mabandla, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So why did you get into folk music?
I mean, that's my first love, and definitely that's what really attracted me to music, that kind of sadness and that storytelling, and definitely music about people's needs and people's struggles and people who feel unjust. And that's what really attracted me to folk music. I love R&B. I grew up on R&B. But when I started to listen to artists that were singing about more serious issues and more issues about the human heart condition, it stopped me. And that's really, I loved that kind of music. I like R&B, but I think I loved folk music. I just like Tracy Chapman.
I just want to go back to your roots, because you were born in a place called Solo, which is in the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
Just situate that for us. What kind of a musical culture were you born into and raised in?
Yeah, I mean, where I come from, a lot of great voices. So it's really hard to stand out. A lot of music, mostly a cappella, church hymns, and a little bit of radio. I grew up in the days when, you know, where we used batteries for the radio. So you couldn't really play the radio the whole day. So, yeah, even like listening to music would be like on certain hours of the day. Yeah. Rural, but very loving, very connected, people very close. Yeah, I love my childhood, and I think I draw a lot of inspiration for the music I make.
So a lot of singing in church?
Yeah, and singing at home, and singing at play, and singing at school. A lot of singing, yeah.
You sing almost exclusively in Kosa.
Yes.
So we can't understand what you're speaking about. Give us an idea of the kind of things you talk about in your music.
I think if there's one subject that crosses out through my music, is definitely, you know, this yearning for happiness and this yearning for freedom. Not necessarily that I'm not happy and I'm not free, but I think there is definitely things that have, you know, that have happened in my life and things that I've experienced that have kind of really made me yearn for whatever fulfillment means to people. And just growing up in the South African landscape, I think, you know, not having all the opportunities that one wants. So I think there's a lot of that, this yearning for happiness. And I think it's a healthy thing, you know. I think it says a lot about yourself when you feel like you deserve happiness. It means you kind of see yourself in a certain way. Yeah.
Why do you only sing in Kosa, which necessarily restricts your audience, I guess?
I mean, a lot of the music that I started to doing was definitely about, you know, standing up for the kind of music, you know, that have sort of been erased in history. I think everybody knows the history in South Africa. I think that in the past, that
the history of apartheid,
yes, definitely limited, you know, our growth in South Africa as black music, and definitely erased our place in the world, you know, and our contribution. So it's about reclaiming those sounds and taking them back and making music for people that, you know, did not have the opportunity and did not live in this time that I live in.
So you brought out two albums, Bongiziwe. The first one, Umlilo, that was in 2012. The second one, Mangaliso. Yeah. One track is called Ndokulandela, perhaps a good example of this Xhosa folk that you're often identified with. A word about that song?
Yeah, this song is from my latest album, Mangaliso. And definitely this whole album was really marking a sort of spiritual journey for me, and definitely Ndokulandela is one of those songs. It's about like a certain determination and clarity and having a clear vision of who you are and where you're going, and it's about like, you know, going up and kind of taking a certain direction.
Do you think you know who you are? Because I know that you've called this tour, you're on a big tour in France at the moment. It's called the Black Spirit Tour.
Yeah.
Is this what you're spreading, Black Spirit?
Yeah, definitely. I do feel like I know more about who I am now. And definitely, I've had a lot of growth, and I wanted to share that with my audience. And definitely, yes, the Black Spirit, it's about, you know, celebrating where I come from and the people I come from. Yeah. I feel like this is a very transitioning period in my life, and it's an exciting time in my life. You know, from the RFI Discovery 2011, you know, to me being here now and to do the first interview, it just shows you, you know, that transition is finally happening here.
A word about the musicians that you're touring with, that you're working with, and also that you worked with on the album. There's some big names in there.
Yeah, the producer of the album is Diago.
Diago Correa Paolo. Yeah, who's worked with Tumi and the Volume.
Yes, and 340 Mil, you know, Tumi and the Volume, you know. They toured a lot here in France. So he's like, you know, the genius behind the music. And he's also part of my live set. And also, I'm also on tour with a drummer called Rob Brick, who is from the band called Beatenburg, which is a big South African band. And that is starting to make like really amazing stuff here in Europe.
How would you rate the South African scene at the moment?
Very exciting, changing. I think sound-wise, I think, like, you know, you could hear a track and you'd be like, you know, this is a South African track, and like a South African sound. And I think now it's becoming, a lot of the sound is like the future South African sound. And everybody's kind of, I think, guys like Spook Matambo, Petit Noir,
Nakane
Touré, you know, are defining the new South African sound. Yeah.
They're all men.
They're all men. Oh, Shoma Josie. Oh no, there's a lot of amazing female singers in South Africa. I would mention Thandiswa Mazwai, Simpiwe Dana, Shoma Josie. Yeah, the South African women are right there at the top with some of the most beautiful voices, I think, in the world. Yeah.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Bongiziwe Mabandla from South Africa. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yachon easy, oh, Nakasila, you can't look on you. ndisavuya ndivuya nabo ndivuya nabo hayixo wam tata kamata tata wamakhawe tata give me power in my weakest sour tata namagwala the one that live inside and make even victory sour in your grace I shower and lavish you with worship repent and right my wrongs my blood that ain't the finest cursive and learn to never curse you never me verse you I built you as my home that I always must return to